Welcome to Reality of the Rose with your host, Natalie Sprink.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 137 of Reality of the Rose. I'm your host, Natalie Sprink, and I have Emily joining me again today. Cheers, once
Hi.
Again. I'm just going to call you my co-host, Emily.
It's me again.
So I am coming to the podcast today from Idaho because we are visiting here for 2 weeks. And I would show you the mountains, but I don't think that it would work very good. I can see them right out my window.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Here, let me turn and see if you can see. Oh, that doesn't work, does it? It's too bright.
No, yeah.
Anyway. And you just had the eclipse today. Well, we all had the eclipse today, but did you...
Did you guys have any type of eclipse?
We only had 30%. It was only like 30% coverage up here in Idaho. And it was cloudy, so it was just a normal day. But for those listening, Emily is in Southeast Missouri, which is where I grew up, which we experienced down there the eclipse in 2017 as well, which was also full totality. And we got it again this year with full totality. So where'd you watch it from?
So Adric's home right now from work. So he just like, my mom, my dad, we have some land kind of out by the Apple Creek. I know people won't know where that is.
I do.
It's just, and my son, he goes out there with his friends and they usually take like a fire pit and just chill. I don't want to know what else they're doing out there.
Yeah.
In my eyes, they're around a fire pit telling stories.
Playing kick the can.
Yeah. That's what you're doing. Seek out there. So my son was like, hey, let's all go out there and like barbecue. And today came and he called me. He's like, Mom, I want to hang out with my friends today. So my mom, my dad, and I went out to this land and just barbecued, and we took my nephew with us. And it was awesome because the one in 2017, we did like a big party with all of Adric's buddies. But this one was much longer. From what I can remember, it was much longer than the last one. And I don't know why, but this one was like much more, I don't know. It was amazing. Like, if you didn't feel something during it, I don't know how you couldn't. It was amazing.
It was funny because I was watching the coverage on like CBS's coverage of the whole thing. And so What they did was they would like literally just cut to every city where it was currently happening. So they went from like Mexico and then it jumped to Texas and then it was like to Arkansas and then it was to Carbondale. They were in Carbondale and it kept moving up, and they would have like the reactions of who the reporters were, you know, that were in each of those locations plus other people. And it was kind of, it's actually giving me goosebumps right now listening to it, but every person, it didn't matter that they were live TV and they were, you know, reporters. Every one of them was almost like a child watching it because it was so, they were like so moved and so like in awe. And they finally moved. I think the last place they reported it from was Niagara Falls. And the woman that was watching she almost started crying and she was just getting so emotional that I almost got emotional. And when they cut back to like the main studio, the woman there was like, had tears in her eyes and the whole, and it might sound corny, but it really is kind of a crazy natural phenomena that is just like no other, at least, you know, remembering back to 2007.
Yeah. And to experience it, no matter, you know, beliefs or anything, like everyone, this was something that everyone could enjoy. And I was telling my mom while we were sitting there, I was like, I feel like, you know, that movie Armageddon, where every like family's hanging out together and you're just like waiting for the world to end.
Right.
Like it was just like everybody, I was like, could you imagine like if you had no idea this was going on and then like all of a sudden it got dark and like, it's so crazy. The whole, it's just it was eerie, but then it was like peaceful, like when it was in full totality, it was so peaceful and just amazing.
What I remember about the last time were two things specifically, and it was, you know, I didn't know this would be a effect of that, but you had like the three sunsets, so to speak. Like it looked like you had a sunset all the way around you. Did you notice that this time, or did it get darker this time than last time?
No, there was a sunset in the, I would say the west. I feel like going back at my pictures, but I was facing west, so I didn't even think to look behind me.
I just remember in 2017 having a video, and if you just did a circle, it looked like the sun was setting the entire way around, you know, a 360 view. But I also remember the birds chirping almost like it was dawn.
I don't think it's going to show up. Can you see that? Or is it
really? I can see it. I can see it.
So that's my nephew, and he has, his name's Cruz, and he has autism. And that's almost kind of what I was focusing on, because he was so at peace with it. And just like he was out in that field, just like, it will bring me to tears. He was just so like, it was beautiful. He was just out there dancing. He's 9.
Aww.
And he just, it was like a really beautiful moment to see him out there just like gazing. And I just was like, I just wonder what's going through his little head.
Yeah. Aw, don't be sorry. That's so sweet. I love that. It's true. No, but I think not only like that specifically, but it's like finally like one thing that no matter what you are, you know, no matter where you're from, no matter how old you are, no matter what political party you are, it was like something that everybody could get on board with and be excited about. And I just think that's cool. You want to take a break?
No, it was crazy around here because Cape, I think, had one of the longest totalities, like length of totalities. There were, all the rest areas were completely filled with campers. There were huge buses. I saw license plates from, I think someone said Alaska. They saw one from Alaska, which I don't know if this was, you know, if they're actually drove down here from Alaska, but
never know.
Minnesota, a lot of like Tennessee, like it was absolutely crazy around here. And I was going the opposite way each time because everybody came south and I was going north, and like 55, they said, was backed up for forever. So
my mom texted me and told me that she heard that 55 was almost like a parking lot.
My cousin was coming down from St. Louis and they had to change plans because they just couldn't get down here in time. I guess it was,
it's insane.
I don't know. Now that I've experienced one, I don't know if I would go seek another one out unless it was close by. But if you're close to the path of totality, it is totally worth it to go and see the actual like ring around, you know, because it kind of creates a ring.
Yep.
And then you could see Venus off to the, we did a little research. Venus was super visible. It was kind of like to the right today. And so, it was awesome.
I do remember that from last time too, that there were a couple stars, or maybe it was Venus the last time too, I assume. But I think even just the random, just all of a sudden it getting dark. Oh, I was going to say also the thing I remembered from last time were like the birds chirping almost like it was dawn or like twilight. When the birds come out and start chirping, they started doing that. And I thought that was so crazy.
Well, yeah, like owls started hooting like because it kind of does. It's very eerie. It's just so hard to describe it. But you can hear the owls in the background, and then like
every single commentator, like on TV, said the same thing, that it was just like you couldn't really describe it. It's hard to put into words what you experience when you see it. And I could see that. You almost just have to be there. Kind of like the Grand Canyon. You know what I mean? It just is awe-inspiring, sort of.
See, we went to the Grand Canyon a couple years ago, and it was January, so it was quite cold. And we kind of like started hitting all the spots on the south rim. And after a while, Adric was over it. He's like, "It's a big hole, Mom." I mean, after a while, it does. It was, but yeah.
But the totality was longer this time, right? Than the last time? It lasted longer?
It was like 4 minutes.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it was like 4 minutes.
I feel like last time it was only like a minute. If I'm not mistaken, it was only, I felt like it was over before it started the last time. You barely got to experience the darkness last time.
What did you do last time for it?
My parents had something over at their house, and so we just went over there, and they had other people over too, like Tommy and Abby's family were there, and then all the neighbors were there. And we actually, Tim had two cousins that were from Wisconsin that came down and stayed with us, but came down for that purpose. I don't know. They had probably 20, 25 people there the last time that that's what we did. So
it was kind of sad because I was like, I should probably just stay home. I have stuff to do. And then it was like, you know, take those opportunities like with your family, you know, because in our parents' lifetime, it's never going to happen again. And I'm so glad that I was able to experience that with them. So
I think they said, if I'm not mistaken, that the U.S. wouldn't see another full totality. I didn't know this. Wait, back up. Sorry, I started two different things there. One, I read that full totality actually happens every 18 months, but that the majority of the time it's happening like over the ocean, or it's happening like the full totality is happening either over the ocean or it's happening over some very remote area where nobody lives, but that it happens every 18 months, which I thought was really interesting. But then
what I was wondering, because I'm like,
yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I feel like we're on a delay. I feel like you're hearing me like 2 seconds after I'm saying stuff, but that's okay. What I was going to say was that I also heard that the U.S. would not see it for 300 years, something like that.
Oh, they were saying today, like, was it, it was not that long.
Oh,
but I don't know. I don't know. My parents, they go to Google for everything. So I don't know if that's, I asked my mom a question today. She's like, well, just ask Google. They know that question.
Become way too reliant on Google. I feel like Google has made me not think for myself anymore.
It's better than having to go get the encyclopedia out when you were kids. So your mom like, go get the encyclopedia.
Yeah, but the the encyclopedias told us probably about like had probably a 12th of the information that Google, not even. So what does it say?
Yeah. 2044, and that'll be in Montana and North Dakota.
Oh. So then that'll be closer to Idaho then. So maybe we'll have to come out here and watch it from out here.
Well, I was like, we should probably just like, I mean, we were in a very remote area and I would never do this with my parents, but like, I'm sure people are out there doing like weird shit during the eclipse, like taking their clothes off and dancing. I felt like we should be like naked, like going back to maybe. Yeah. Don't you think there's probably, because it's very astrological. Like they say, you know, there's certain theories about how it affects like zodiac signs and astrological. I don't get into all that, but.
What is your sign?
Gemini.
I don't know nearly enough about it. And I feel like I know I'm Pisces. And so I know the things that are common to Pisces, like, but I don't know who Pisces like mesh with, or I don't know any of that.
Yeah. I don't know that stuff either. I just know I'm a little, I mean, Gemini is the twins. So it's kind of like May 23rd.
Okay. Because my mom is May 21st, so she must be a Gemini
right
too.
On the cusp.
Okay.
Well, she's right on the cusp. I guess she's probably like a Taurus. Like some consider the 21st a Taurus and some consider it a Gemini.
Oh, I thought it was set
Did you?
dates. It's not just like this to
I
this is
think
this.
when it's on like a like say the 21st would be the day one ends, it could kind of bleed into that next sign.
Okay. All right. So I wanted to ask you how your how's your job search going?
It's going. The last time I talked to you, I had just gotten done with my first one, I think, where it was he FaceTimed me very directly. And I found a couple since then that I've really liked. Oh, yeah, no, I talked to you because the one was in New York. They told me, or they initially said it was St. Louis. And then they're like, no, it's in New York. So I finally have got the go ahead for my son. He's like, Mom, if you need to move away, move away. And up until then, he was just like, I kind of want you close by. And I was like, you gotta do what you gotta do. And so now I feel such like a relief of like trying to please him, trying to please myself, trying to find a job that I love. Because I was kind of sticking to certain areas. Not that I want to go too far away. Like, I don't want to go to California or something just yet. I don't know if that's an option. But he kind of was like, you have to do what you have to do. And so now I really feel like, I don't know, some people just don't message you back. I'm like, just tell me no, or just, like something. But nothing set in stone yet. But yeah, I'm getting to the panic mode for sure.
Are
Like,
you really?
yeah, like, okay. I like a girlfriend asked me today, she's like, oh, you want to go on a girls' trip next month? And I'm just like, I just don't feel comfortable saying yes to anything just because I want to, I don't know where I'll be. I want to watch my money. I don't want to commit to something and then just be like, oh, we got to go eat at Steak and Shake or something, like, so it. I mean, cheese fries and Steak and Shake are really good,
Shake is not bad.
but if I go on a girls trip, so yeah, it's just getting to the point where I really need to find something. But yeah, so it's, and
Well,
I've been told, the job market, it's like there's so many jobs out there, but people like are having to go through like all these interviews, and it's like it's not the process that I'm used to, so it's just a longer process. So.
Kudos to you for like doing it. And I mean, I guess what else are you going to do but put yourself out there and, do what you have to do. But still, if I would have to do that at this point in my life, I would be freaking out. I just like it's hard enough for me to figure out how to do this new podcast platform, much less navigate the new, how the new interviewing world is and all of that. I know, I think I might have talked about this last time, but Allie is their company is interviewing for somebody that will be sort of an assistant to her. They'll be the role or the job title under her, but they will assist her and her right now. She's like doing a lot by herself. So she's sort of been involved in the interview process at her company now too. And I know that it is like a 3 or 4 interview type process. So it must be everything. I don't know. And I'm sure it's different places for different jobs and different companies, but maybe it's not just you.
Well, I just feel like the younger generation, they hop around a lot. Like they're not super, if they get a better offer somewhere else, it's go to them, And so I'm like, why is this so hard to get a job when, and maybe that's why they're looking for people that want to be there long term. But I'm like, they're probably expecting these people not to stay around for too much, for, I don't know, just hire me. I'm good. I promise. Like I will come to work.
I ran my own business for 10 years. I mean, you can trust me.
That has gotten me far. Like that has gotten me like at least a reply back for most jobs, just like having that type of experience. But I just do not want to do like retail again. That's
I
like
don't blame
my,
you.
and that's the thing. I'm like, maybe I'm just gonna have to do it for now until I have a friend. Well, I don't take that back. An acquaintance from years ago, He went to SEMA when we first opened Stash, and we did an event together. He coordinated it all. He worked for Louis Vuitton in St. Louis just as a sales associate. He's now like as their jewelry director of jewelry or something. I'm going to get that wrong. He like travels all over the world. He lives in New York, posts pictures from Paris and Italy. And I'm like, I wish I could go back in time, you know, and like really like at the time though, I just wanted to be self-employed. That's all I could write. That's all I wanted to do. But now I like to look at him. He's probably in his early 30s and he is just killing it with,
Does his career. Can he provide you with a contact or any, can he help you?
Well, we just got back into contact because at this event he coordinated, which was, I think it was 2000. He had this artist come in and draw pictures of customers. So they're just kind of like sketches of what customers that walked in the store, like what they were wearing that day. And when we were cleaning out the store, I came across our sketches of my mom and myself. And so I sent him a little picture of them on Instagram. And I had heard of his success. And I was just like, so, you know, just wanted to touch base with him and show him that we still had these pictures, plus congratulate him. And he's just, yeah, he's just living the life. Like,
wow. That's cool.
I know. So I'm even thinking too, like, you know, start out at like one of these, you know, bigger fashion houses in retail, because that's where he started out. And then, I mean, I'm only 43. It's not like I'm dead. I can still work my way up.
No, that's true.
Now, like, fast fashion.
Maybe with all of your background, you would quickly move up the ladder.
Yeah, I don't think. And that, now, you know, you kind of doubt yourself, especially when you see what the, like, I looked at Chanel, for example, and it's like, I wouldn't want to start out at the top, you know, I wouldn't want to start out. I would want to learn the business of like dealing with clientele like that. And like working your way up. So you really like understand the brand from like the ground up, and they make decent money. Like starting, I mean,
are those positions a good base salary, or are they a lot based on commission or really?
Yeah, they're really good. Just go look at the careers under like Chanel or Dior or Prada. It's not your everyday retail job.
Maybe I should change jobs. God, working for Chanel would be like a dream. Oh my God.
That was the first
designer.
That was the first one I ever followed on social media was Chanel. And it's just so classic. But you know, not everyone can just, you know, it's not like you can just be like, oh yeah, I want to be a sales associate.
No, for sure. Maybe. I'm sure not. For my 40th birthday, Tim surprised me with a trip to Hollywood, actually, because, you know, I'm like, well, obviously, you know, how I am with TV and movies and celebrities and everything. And it happened to be, so my birthday's in February, and it happened to be the weekend of the Oscars, which he had no idea that it was that weekend, but it was that weekend.
Yeah, you planned that.
We walked the red carpet. but ironically, we stayed at a hotel that was pretty close to where, I forget where it was. I don't even know the location, but they were setting up for the red carpet. And so you could get right up, not the night of, but while they were setting it up, you could get right up to the red carpet. So they had like the big statue, the big gold statue standing everywhere. And they had the red carpet. You could see exactly where everyone was going to go. And then it went up the steps. And so that was just like so fun for me, but we went down Rodeo Drive. And so he did surprise me with too. He told me that I could like, just like go into wherever I wanted to and get a one thing, like a really splurge. So of course we went to Chanel and I got myself a classic Chanel purse and I still have it. Ugh. I keep it in the box, in the bag, in my closet. And Allie's already got her name on it. It's like in my will, like it's going to go to Allie. So I don't know, for some people that's like no big deal to have like a Chanel or two or three or five. But for me, it's like, I save it for like when I go to New York to see Allie or when I go to somewhere special, but it's like my, literally my prized possession. When we used to live in Missouri and we would have tornadoes and we'd have to go to the basement, you know, ask my kids, I would grab my Chanel bag every time and take it with me to the basement. Oh, I love it so much. I would grab my shoes, my phone, my charger, and my Chanel. That's what I would grab.
No, Chanel is, I'm not really on to the Louis Vuitton bags. It's not my thing, but a classic Chanel bag, that is something I strive. What color, like what style?
It's totally, it's black. It's the quilted and it's black. It's got a zip top, but the front has a fold over flap. So it has a pocket and then it's the chain link strap, you know? So it's a pretty classic.
So does Tim understand?
Yes, he understands.
Well, that's good. Very never clear. Go
what?
That's just like a classic bag that will always, like, it will never be outdated.
Totally.
Like,
I totally, completely. Yeah. And I mean, I keep it in really good shape. Not that I would ever, ever sell it. And like I said, I've already got it in my will to Allie, but it would, I keep it in such good shape that I could probably sell it for more than I bought it for, honestly. I mean, I love it so much.
Yeah, that's just a good, yeah. That's, yeah.
I'll tell
goals
you what,
in life, not really.
I tell you what, I needed this conversation too, a little bit of girly girl stuff, because, you know, I love it out here a lot, but like, I feel like I'm not the kind of girl, the kind of woman that should live out here permanently, because I feel like my priorities in life are so much different than everyone that lives out here. Because every time, I hope they don't listen to this, and it's no dig against them, because the other women that live out here and accomplish what they do, I admire so much and wish I could. But like, when we get together with people that we know, which there's not tons of them, but like last night we got together with another couple, and it seems like the conversations always get on like plowing snow. And when you plow the snow, if you put the blade in this position, the snow will go this way and it won't do that. It won't do this. But when the plow breaks and the hydraulic something or another falls off, not only that, but also, you know, like when you, like the drive shaft and you have to go get the, like the some kind of wrench to do that and that. And when we were there, the other woman that was there was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then I did this and that. And she was just in the conversation with Tim and her husband. And I was like, so how about that Bachelor TV show? I feel so stupid.
It's like a little, and Tim's like, this is my wife. She likes reality television. Right.
She likes reality TV and Chanel. Other than that, she really knows nothing about tools or plowing or fixing anything. Oh, God.
We both grew up in small towns. So like you realize that, you know, that's a thing, but there's a little bit more that you need out of, you know, you like the girl talk, you like the girly stuff, and that's okay.
No, it totally is okay. But I needed it, because I was feeling really bad about myself last night. I was like, you know, and out here, we're our house is. It's way, way more rural even than like Frona and that area. Because,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's really rural. It's really like, it's like Yellowstone-y. Well, Yellowstone is filmed out here, actually. About Yellowstone is filmed. Do you watch Yellowstone?
No, Adric does, though. I tried to watch it and it was not my thing.
Too cowboyish? Yeah. No, I have to say, I do love Yellowstone. Tim and I watch that together. But it's filmed about 45. I mean, I don't think the whole thing is filmed there, but the actual, like, if you watch it, like the actual house and like the drive, like there's like a driveway where there's this big Yellowstone sign. And if you watch it, you know what I mean, but their big house and their big like shed is only like 45 minutes from here. And they used to film when it was still on, they filmed a bunch of it only that far from here. So that's pretty cool, but it's very Yellowstone-y. I mean, it's like middle of nowhere ranches, people have horses, people like it's gorgeous. I think Idaho is definitely underrated for just how pretty it is, and visiting it, but it's where we are is the closest town is about 40 minutes from here. And there's only about 3,000 people. It's got what you need, but the closest like city that's of any substantial size would be Missoula. And it's about 2 hours and 20 minutes from here. So it's just, if I could show you outside, you would understand what I mean, but so,
you know, I'm either one way or the other. I like the city, like city, or we talked about it before. We go out to Wyoming, Idaho area and the peacefulness about it. So I could like how you guys have it set up where you go out there every once in a while. I think it's just a perfect like getaway, unwind kind of just. I would, because are you guys, what time are you on? Are you on mountain or?
We're mountain. Pacific? So I'm actually an hour behind you now. But no, it is. It's perfect. I could never live out here full time. But I do love the peacefulness and the, like, Tim is a different person when he is here. He loves it here so much. And he is like, calms down. He's just like not high stress. It really soaks in. I still work when I'm here. Because what I do for the company is a day-to-day, more type day-to-day stuff that I still keep up with. I don't care. It's fine. But he is able to go work out on the fence and work in the yard and do this and do his like stuff he loves to do. And it's, I can just tell his temperament completely changes when we like pull in the driveway, you know, it is very relaxing. That's, I just could not live here the whole time.
That's crazy that you say that about Tim. Cause I say the same exact thing about Adric when we're out there. I am like, he is a different person when we're out in the mountains and when we're, he's just at home. Like there's something about that part of the country. And I think growing up, we just thought it was like Yellowstone National Park. It was Old Faithful. And like, don't even go to Yellowstone. Maybe drive through it. It's pretty. But like the Tetons, Big Sky, we stay on the Idaho side. It is, there's nothing like it. It is the most awe-inspiring thing ever. And I just think I never wanted to go there until we started going there. And it's absolutely beautiful.
Now that we come out here, I'll be honest, I would rather come out here and be in the mountains. Now, personally, I would rather, for me, the downside of having a place, like actually owning a place, is that we feel committed to come out here, which is no problem for Tim whatsoever. But like, sometimes that prevents you from traveling to new places. So the only downside is, oh, look at more for Emily. I'm going to have to get some. I'm getting down. Is that I don't want it to keep me from going to visit new places because I love to travel and see new places. Right. So that will be our only, probably going forward in where we are in our lives. I think Tim has sort of had, he used to travel a lot with work. And so he's starting to get to the point where if he leaves home, he'd rather come out here. I like that too, but I would like to continue to see new places and do new things. So it's possible I'll have to like travel with friends or me and Allie go somewhere or me and Tyler or whatever and do that. So there's that, but I still would rather, I think, visit mountains. If I had to choose, you know how always there's that choice, like, what do you prefer, mountains or beach? Mm-hmm.
Beach or mountains.
I think I would pick mountains at this point rather than beach. That's just me. What would you pick?
Yeah, it just depends. Well, I'm not talking about the beach in Florida. Florida, like the beach in like
St. Lucia.
Yeah, we went to, and I think I said this on the Rose podcast that we did, that there's a island off the coast of Puerto Rico, and it is the calmest, bluest water. So, and I always say, like, I just want, like, humanity sometimes just drives me crazy. I'm like, I just want to go to an island with my dog and just sit in a hammock, you know, like, and it wouldn't be those Florida beaches, those crazy beaches. It would be just like remote beach somewhere. But the mountains, like after visiting out there, it's definitely changed my mind about like this mountain style living. It's just the, have you guys been to the Tetons?
Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah.
We actually went there. This past September, like September 2023, we came out here, and Allie actually took a week off work and she stayed here too for a week and worked. But we took a long weekend, Friday to Sunday. And we went, because we're not that far from Yellowstone and the Tetons and all that. And we had been there when the kids were younger. I think Allie was probably around, I don't know, 13 or 14. Tyler would have been like 10-ish, but we were out, we did the Tetons in Yellowstone then, but we went out there again last year to the Tetons and Jackson Hole and Yellowstone. And it's just, everyone should do that. I mean, the Tetons are beautiful.
Yeah. That's where we did Adric Senior pictures.
Really?
Cause it was like, he found some lady on Instagram and he just loves it out there.
Okay, so I have to ask you with Jackson Hole, because Tim wants to do this in the next year or two. So there's like an elk refuge in Jackson Hole where they draw the elk in the winter so that they have food. Have you gone to visit that refuge?
We have not been there. We've only gone, I'm not a cold weather person and I'm not a skier. And I don't know how much,
But you know what I'm talking about. I'm not a skier either at all. No.
Oh, yeah. So we, every time we've passed it, which is right outside of, it's like right north of town, there's never any elk there, but we're always there in either July or August. So,
Yeah. And I think we went to that little, they have like a little visitor center or whatever. And we went to go learn more about it because Tim was fascinated. We didn't know that existed. So he was fascinated by it. And I think it only is like from, I might be wrong on this, but I think it's only like from November to February or something like that. But he's like, in the next couple of years, I would love to go out there because apparently there's just thousands and thousands of elk that come to that refuge in the winter. And it must be just a spectacle of spectacles to see.
Yeah, never seen it. But I do know that they have like, elk is by far we see that the most, like we see that animal the most out there. Like they're around everywhere. But they have like overpasses, over their main roads for animals. So like you don't hit them with your cars. So like they have like natural overpasses. And I've almost hit one before, but it's gorgeous. And there's so much to do there during the summer.
So, that's a cool little town. I like that town a lot.
That would be a good place for you. Cause it is kind of bougie, but it still is like, Western-y,
Good
restaurants.
You should look this up too. On, this is kind of a funny story, I think. This is only because we really didn't have much to do, because I'm not sure Tim would do this for me. Maybe he would. But on Saturday, we drove to like have you ever heard of Sun Valley, Idaho?
Is that a big ski place?
Yes.
Okay.
So we went to, it's a little past Sun Valley, but there is a line of hunting clothing called First Light.
And Adric got some of that stuff for Christmas.
Really? Okay. Well, they have only one brick and mortar store. There's only one. And it's in a town, I forget the name of it now.
I have to ask Tim.
Well, anyway, it doesn't matter, but it's around Sun Valley. And so he wanted to go to that store because since there's only one. So we did, but it's 4 hours from here. So we drove 4 hours to go to this store. And I was like, this reminds me of like, would you go to Vici if it was 4 hours away? Would you go to that with me? But anyway, so we did it, but we drove through Sun Valley and it's a very small town, kind of like Jackson Hole, because Jackson Hole is not that big of a town, but Sun Valley this one is a really small town too, but it's super high end. I mean, the homes that we drove by were unbelievable. Like they were huge, huge homes. And I was like, okay, now this I can do. This would be great.
I can get with it.
But I will say the first light store that we actually went to was a really nice shop. It was a beautiful store. Like it wasn't like your typical like Cabela's or whatever. It was a smaller store, but it looked really high end. It was nice. I'll give it that. But
yeah, I saw your stories while you were there.
Okay. Yeah. So also, if you saw my stories, I never had heard of this place called Craters of the Moon. And I never knew that something like this existed, but we had to drive through. We took a different way home than we did there. And on the way back, we drove through it. And at first we were like, what in the world? It looked like on both sides of the road, it looked like for just miles that a tractor or a bulldozer had gone through and just like pushed up a bunch of dirt into mounds everywhere. It was odd looking. And we were like, what in the hell is this? Well, it's called Craters of the Moon. And apparently 2000 years ago, it's a really volcanic area. And about 2000 years ago, there was a volcanic eruption. And basically what we were seeing was the lava remains that was still in mounds everywhere. But it was for miles. It was for miles and miles. And it was just huge mounds. You have to Google it after we're done. It's called Craters of the Moon National Monument. And it's, I guess lava must take a really, really long time to like completely settle and have vegetation start growing over it. And it's called Craters of the Moon because I imagine that's what like the moon would look like if you landed on it, which for the record, I don't believe we landed on the moon, but anyway, but it was really cool. We didn't mean to go there. We just drove through it. So we stopped at like the visitor center and read up on it and saw the little video on it. And it was I never knew that existed here in the US, but it was very cool. So there's your,
that's in Idaho. Lesson.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's in Idaho.
Okay.
So we are really supposed to be talking about Bravo shows. well, I mean, I knew we would get off the topic. So let's go into Bravo Breakdown. Did you watch everything this week?
I did. Vanderpump I had to cut a little short.
Where do you want to start? Which one do you want to start with?
The Valley, because that's my favorite right now. Because it's like good. Like it's going to be good.
Yeah. Look at how my cheeks and my nose get red when I drink wine. Can you tell that?
I can't because the video is not the best right now.
Well,
mine is from sunburn today from being like in the sun.
I wish that's what I could say. I hate it because it almost gets so red that I feel so flushed and hot that I don't like it. Anyway. Okay, the Valley.
Drink more.
So I would say the main topic they talked about is this whole Kristen accusing Michelle of being a racist because she's a Republican. So this is okay. You tell me this is what I understand where it came from, and you tell me if this is how you take it or if you understood the same way. So Janet was talking to Zach and
Jasmine.
Was talking about Michelle being a Republican and that there was some kind of LGBTQ topic that they thought that Michelle was misunderstanding. And so they wanted to sort of educate her on it, and that somehow her views on that related to her being a Republican, which then somehow related to her being racist, not like homophobic, but racist, which got translated to Kristen, who then told everybody.
Basically. And I think basically the word Republican was used. And that in California, I don't know if it's in California or people just associate racism with Republicans, which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Yes, there are racist Republicans, but all Republicans aren't racist. So I'm sure it started out with they were talking and someone, I don't know if you accuse someone of being Republican. I don't know. Like out there, maybe it isn't.
Right.
Republican, you're horrible. Because I am neither. I grew up in a Republican household, but at this stage of my life, I tend to just ignore everybody. No, I don't ignore the stuff. I hate putting a label on it. So I'm sure the word Republican was thrown out. And then that led, I'm sure that's what Janet initially said. She probably just said something about she's a Republic or something. I don't know. Because right. I really didn't get the LGBTQ stuff either. I guess there's a law that they're trying to pass with, and I don't know if it's a California law or if it's like a federal law. Something with kids and LGBTQIA.
Okay.
And so I guess they're talking about someone accused. Is that what you're thinking? There's something with a kid.
I knew LGBTQ. It had to do with some kind of a law and something in Congress, but it was like, I didn't know specifically the issue she was talking about, but I didn't even necessarily understand that it was kids, but that's very possible.
I think there was something with kids. So I'm sure someone, cause I went on Instagram after, cause I do not like Michelle's husband, Jesse. I think he's a dick. And everyone was accusing him of following Trump or something like that. So I'm guessing they're Republican.
I see.
So I'm sure, or he is at least. So I'm sure that came up. And then just those typical words that are associated with Republican, you know, kind of like they said, telephone. Janet probably said Republican. Then the next person probably just whispered, oh, well, they're racist or they're homophobic. And then I think Kristen was telling that she told what she heard, because to come out and downright call someone a racist just off the fly to me,
right,
is not normal.
Right.
Unless you're hearing chatter from someone else. And they kept showing that clip of Zach kind of admitting it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? Where like, yes, they were sitting at like,
He was like, that's what I heard. He was like, that's what I heard, or something like that. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm thinking it would probably start out as nothing. And then I think Zach is the shit starter, because he was, if I was at dinner with Kristen and she said, Zach told me this, all he did was go, you know, like he didn't say, I did not say that. Like he was like, he never denied it there. He was just,
yeah, that's true. He did.
And I'm like,
he did exactly that. That's exactly what did.
I'm like, you said it and you know, you said it. And to watch her take all this beating knowing you said it, like, come on. Cause she would, to me, that whole scene of them at dinner table, I just do not like Zach or Jesse. He
so
was
you
very.
You told me this before, but tell me who from the Valley you already knew from Vanderpump.
So Jackson, Brittany, and Kristen. Those were the three.
That's it.
And I think Zach did maybe like a friend appearance because he was friends with all of them. I just don't understand where he comes in at all. Like, yeah, to me, I thought like the valley was supposed to be like, do you think he's wearing a wig?
Oh my God. I'm so glad you brought this up because his hair is so weird. It's like it literally comes way down on his forehead in a really odd way and it's straight across. It is a weird hairline.
It's a very weird. And after I saw that, I just don't trust him after that whole conversation. And I was like, I think he's wearing like a toupee or I don't know if boys wear wigs. I guess, I don't know.
Honestly, when he has his like interviews with, you know, the producers, like his ITMs or whatever, I don't know what they call them in Bravo world, but I almost never can focus on what he's saying. I can only focus on his hair. And I just stared his hairline and think, what is going on there? I don't even hear what he's saying. It's so weird.
Yeah. I mean, priorities here, people. So I think that's how it all went down.
I saw a post on Instagram just a while ago that was some interview with Kristen, and I don't know where it was, if it was on a podcast or what, but she said something along the lines of, this season I had to be a little bit messy on the valley basically to make it interesting. So it seemed like what she was saying was that she even brought this whole topic up in a group just for storyline, really, is what it sounded like to me. Which is believable, like that they would do that.
That is just so. Do you know why she was let go of Vanderpump?
Well, I only because at the very, very end they sort of addressed it, right? I mean, tell me, because I guess I don't know specifics. No.
So her and Stassi accused Faith, who is a black female, of theft, I think. And so this was all going on during the George Floyd thing. And they were accused of being racist. And that's why they did that to Faith. So to me, for her to bring that back around, to start commenting about racism when she was canceled because of it, to me seems very far-fetched. Like, why would you want to even bring that topic around your name after after being fired, after being canceled? Like, so to me, that seems kind of far-fetched that she would bring that up just for a storyline, you know, because her life, I mean, was ruined.
And she sort of indicated that. I mean, she seemed almost like get a little bit of emotional or whatever. And she said she was canceled. What still confuses me is it seems to me, based on Janet's explanation, it would make more sense to me if she was accusing Michelle of being like homophobic and not racist, because it seemed like it all was around what we were talking about earlier, some legislation being passed.
I'm gonna look that up real quick.
It feels like a super stretch to go to racist. And I don't know. I feel like that will never be resolved on the show because it seems like no one, it's too bad that whole conversation was not on camera so that you couldn't reach back and see what was really said. But I agree. It seems
weird.
Yeah,
I'm looking it up real quick.
Okay.
To see like what this law actually is. It might take me a while, but yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's okay. So while you're looking that up, the other thing I was going to ask is, what about this Alex guy? So this is along a different topic. What about this Alex guy that is Kristen's ex that Jax invited to that guy's thing? Was he on Vanderpump?
If he was, because the last guy that I remember her being with was not him.
Okay.
But the last, so I can't say for sure.
Okay. But so I didn't know if he was somebody that I should know or like that we should know if, you know, we tuned into Vanderpump earlier. But I guess not.
The season, not before this one, but two seasons ago, I did not watch. It was like Stassi's. I did not care for. I love Stassi now, like on Instagram. I love her now that she's a mom. I just like this vibe on her. But I did not watch the last season with her, so I cannot say if he was on there or not.
So that seems really that though to me seems really contrived for the show. For
definitely,
yeah, right.
That's for a storyline. Yes, that's for drama totally. Right there.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know Kristen's background with men, period. So I have no idea, like, if this Luke guy, you know, if he's going to last, like, I don't have any context to compare him to this Alex guy. But to be honest, just from the little bit we saw of the Alex guy, he seemed, I liked Luke way better than this Alex guy seemed like a douche. I don't know. He seemed like a schluff. I don't know how else to say it.
Well, Luke, I love how he like stuck up for her. Like,
right.
Stop.
Aww, the dogs are puppies.
I like how he stuck up for her, like at the dinner table, you know, cause everybody else just sits there is like so uncomfortable and, you know, and I hate when people do that, when they see someone getting their ass torn to shreds and like, no one's like, okay, guys, let's stop here. Like, this is too much, because she was, I don't know.
Yeah. I have to say
thought it was a little too much.
I thought so too. The part that really got to me though, in the Valley, I mean, it seemed like the majority of the show was about this racist thing. But the stuff about what?
I know what you're going to say.
Oh, is the therapy session between Jesse and Michelle.
He's a miserable human being.
Is that what
I'm
you
sorry,
were
and I hate to say
that. Is that what you
oh,
were
exactly.
I yeah. felt
well,
so...
Well, this is all around... Go ahead. Sorry.
I felt so bad for her. The way she verbalized the way he made her feel... I thought she did it. First of all, I thought she did it very, very well and very calmly and articulated it perfectly. And I felt so bad for her.
Well, just think if he's acting this way on camera, how he probably is in real life. And it kind of came out during the dinner party too. It was just, he will never be wrong. He can't, it's always going to be someone else's fault. And
oh,
sorry.
Don't be sorry. So cute. I made even notes of how she said she, you know, okay. And this is what pissed me off during that therapy session. Like, she went through her whole thing with how she felt. And then I was really glad too, that therapist reacted in the way that he did, because he really called Jesse on his shit. I thought, because, like, his thing that he came back with was that, you know, she doesn't ever want to have sex anymore. And that was his criticism of her. And I was like, dude, like, if she's feeling the way she is and you're treating her like that, then why would she want to have sex with you? Why would she be attracted to you? Why would she be interested in you whatsoever? Like,
it's so true.
Yeah, does that not compute in his head? And then I also loved how when he was trying to say, well, okay, but like, is like, if I'm nice to her for 2 months, then is she going to like want to have sex with me or be attracted to me? And the therapist was like, if you're in it because of like an end goal, like if you're nice for this amount of period, then you'll get this, then it's never going to work, because you're supposed to just want to be that way. You should just want to be nice to her just because it's the right thing to do, not because like after 2 months you're going to get a piece of ass. Like, what? I was so annoyed by that.
And I think it's crazy, but I think that's very real. I think that's a very real thing that guys want. Guys, I'm trying to talk sex here. I'm trying.
Hi, Murphy.
My dogs don't enjoy me. But I think it's a very real issue that probably a lot of people are going through. Guys need the physical, women need the emotional. And if one isn't feeling what they need, then it's hard for them to fulfill the other, and vice versa.
I think that that
is. I think it is very.
It is so relatable. I think that's why I liked it too, because it seemed like a very relatable topic that couples have. It right now, tell me, Jesse and Michelle are not together now though, right?
Thank God.
Is that right though?
I'm
they're
so
not.
Happy
they're,
for...
they're separated. Are they separated or divorced?
Yeah. I think because I don't know when this was aired. Or when this was filmed, but I know they're at least separated because I went onto his Instagram to see how people were reacting to him. And they were, yeah, she's left him.
Okay. Well, but
you can only do that
described
type of
person. In that, I was really glad they chose to air this. I never know. That seems like such a hard thing to agree to air is a therapy session like this, you know? It seems so insane. But like it really gave a lot of context to their relationship. And I was just that, honestly, out of the whole show, that segment to me spoke to me the most, or like it was the most interesting to me.
And like you said, like you're going on television and you choose to share this type of stuff, you know, yeah. But it does, because I'm sure it will bring light to people that are going through this. I don't know if you would go to Bravo to try to find relationship advice. But
even if it's not advice, at least if someone else watches it and they think like, oh my gosh, that's exactly how I feel. Like at least the person doesn't feel like alone, or they were like, yes, that's exactly, you know, I mean, not like I'm trying to get too deep with the valley, you know, and what it does for humanity or anything, but like still, it felt like such a real issue and something people could relate to. I don't know. It was interesting.
But don't you, I don't know how to say this, but like, don't you think by the way he acted at the dinner table, like telling Kristen to shut the F up, the way he like demanded, like he's the boss. He has these tendencies where he feels like he can talk to people, let alone women like that. I feel sorry that she probably had to deal with a lot more than what we saw. It wasn't just the sex issue. It was a very, I'm the man of the house. You better, like, I don't know. I just do not care for that type of personality and that type of.
100%. No, I think so. Even though in that moment at the dinner table, he was sticking up for Michelle. He was siding with her. It still showed his aggression and his need to like have control of the situation and it be his way, I guess.
Well, didn't he put like his hand in her face, like telling her basically like, stop. Like, I'm like, I don't know. This was not meant for a dinner table. Like,
right.
Like
right.
You're sophisticated. Also, what word was he using?
Sophisticated. Yeah, exactly. Right.
This is not a very sophisticated dinner.
No, for sure. Okay, so let's move from the valley to Vanderpump.
Exhausted by this show.
Yeah, I keep thinking of the Andy Cohen thing where supposedly the last part of this season is supposed to get really good and that the reunion's supposed to be really, really good. But okay, so I'm anxious to hear your, I'm really torn here and I don't want to be taken the wrong way because I totally understand that this is only a few months after this whole thing came about. But I kind of agree at the very end, James said something like to the camera in an interview that I sort of agreed with. And it was that, Ariana through this whole show to me showed that I'm assuming she's going through therapy or something with this whole thing that happened with her and Tom, but she is very, very clearly still hanging on to a lot of resentment and hate. And she needs to get the F out of that house because it's like affecting everything that she says and does. And I don't blame her for not wanting to be in the same room with him, but the way she loses control when she's around him, I feel like I don't blame her. Like, I really don't blame her for losing control, but it makes her look out of control. I think with the way she was the way she was screaming at him during that water tasting test at James and
water tasting. Is that not the most LA thing ever? Like, let's have a water sommelier. Come the fuck on. Sorry.
It was very humorous. Yeah, I had to say it was ridiculous. Yeah, that was a very LA thing. But the way that she came at him and, like, called him a dog, attempted murder and stuff like that, it wasn't really even passive aggressive. It was just aggressive. But then also at the beach where... Even I made like notes where even when Katie was like joking with like Schwartz about that whole, whatever, her thing hooking up with Max and like all of that, like they were even having a conversation and Katie even asked Sandoval, did you know that Schwartz and Sheena kissed, like the whole thing, the whole time that conversation was going on. If you looked at Ariana in the corner, she was like, had this pissed off look on her face and she was on her phone and she was like not in the conversation at all, even when it had nothing to do with her and Sandoval. She just looked mad the whole time. In a way, I get it, because I feel like in a way she's forced to be in the same premises as him because of the show, and they're just like, look, we're filming, you got to be in the same room with him, doesn't matter how you feel. I feel like if it was other than the show, she wouldn't even have to be in the vicinity of him. She could like do her own thing, get on with her life, but it's forcing her to sort of be in the same room with him, which is triggering to her. And so I totally get it. But at the same tune, you know, you're going to be on the show with him. So like, I feel like it's to her benefit to try to control her reactions just a little bit. Because in a way it's making her look like a little, I mean, I don't know how to say it without sounding like I'm siding with Sandoval, because I'm totally not. But
oh, he is the worst. But
he is the worst. He totally is. But I know she can't control, like, this is filmed at one time, but we as the audience are seeing it like almost a year later. So for me and my mindset, I know I shouldn't be like saying you need to get over it because it's been a year ago, because it was filmed at that time. But it feels like she needs to, it does feel like she needs to let go of some of it and just like move on and move away from it and not even be triggered by him. I don't know. That's my take. What is your take?
So I always try to put myself in people's positions. And this wasn't just her boyfriend cheating on her. It was like what we're led to believe, a very good friend. And I would be out of my head pissed as well. But it is coming off a little aggressive, I guess. You know, like with her reaction at the, when they were eating pizza and they were, I don't know what she said. But, you know, it is kind of off-putting, I guess, the way that she's reacting. But if it was my friend and my boyfriend and they cheated on me, I would be fucking pissed.
For sure.
And I just, you know, she had the world on her side, or the people that watch Bravo on her side. You know, the important people in the world.
For sure.
So it is like, I don't know, she's just very angry. And I get that. Like, I get. And then having to be put in that situation where you have to work with these people, and she could be fake, I guess, but I think this is a genuine reaction. So it's like, how can you tell her to act different if that's how she's feeling? You know, I hope it's not a show to get like more sympathy, but I just think she's very, very angry and hurt right now. And this is the only way she knows how to show it without looking like I don't know how you get put back in that scenario so shortly after going through it and then pretending to have I don't know. I'm kind of over the show in general. Like, yeah. I just feel like it's so focused on this one thing that it's not healthy for any of them to be put in this situation of choose friends. And, you know, I'm sure, like, they have to worry about what the viewers, like, are they going to get canceled because they're friends with him? Because I think they all want to kind of just, like, okay, it's done and over with. But they have to worry about what other people are thinking and what, I don't know.
It is a very, like, polarizing situation for both the viewers and I'm sure for them on the show, because it's like, I think none of it is me, like, sticking up for Sandoval, because he's for sure a douchebag and just an idiot. But I think for her, and I feel like it's such a unique and hard situation to be in because of what you just said, because on the one hand, we're watching it a year later. So when you watch it, you're sort of like, look at sort of everything, like what everything kind of that she gained from it. She's hosting Love Island now. That came out in the past week that she's going to be hosting Love Island instead of Sarah Hyland. She got to be on Dancing with the Stars. She's gotten a numerous amount of new.
She's on Broadway.
Right. She was on Broadway. She had all these things, kind of like Lala said on this show, like, you won, really, kind of in essence, you won, quote unquote, because another thing is, like, now she has to look in retrospect and be like, I finally got away from him. You know, like, if it took that, she's not with a douchebag anymore. So, like, her life has to be better because of that too. And I know that it still sucks to have to been cheated on with your good friend. Like, that totally sucks. But, like, in the end, like, you won. Now, I know upon filming of this, all those things haven't happened yet. She's on Dancing with the Stars. She knew that, but obviously she didn't know she was on Broadway yet. She didn't have this hosting gig, but, like, so I guess it's hard. It's really hard for me to watch, like, cause I want to say, like, quit, like, don't be so angry. Like, look at what you've gained, what you lost was not that big of a deal, because A, obviously Raquel was not a good friend to you anyway, and B, he was an asshole boyfriend, so you no longer have to deal with that. But I know that the rejection that you felt was hard to go through. I don't know, it's just such a weird place for me to be watching this show right now. I hate it. I don't like it, because it puts me in this weird place of being like, calm down, Ariana, but on the other hand, being like, I get it. You're still pissed off. I don't know.
Well, like you said, we're looking at it a year later and we see all the accolades and all the stuff that she's now getting. And so we're like, yes, of course, like, get over it. Like you said, you've won. You have all this stuff. You have everybody on your side. And also, this group has been cheating on each other for years. You know?
What I heard, yeah.
It's like... they've all been cheating on each other. This one was just different because it was, no, it's not, because it's one of their friends. But I don't know. I go back and forth with it. Like, I've been cheated on before. And I was lucky I didn't have a TV show, but, you know, you just want to cut contact. You don't want to have anything to do. And when you have to be put in that situation and you don't know what goes on behind scenes too, you know,
right.
Like,
right.
She could have said, I'm not filming with him. And now they're making them all film together. And she's just pissed off at the whole scenario. And so she's just playing it up. I don't know.
That's true, because I almost, do I remember hearing that when this all went down and they were like, oh my gosh, who's going to come back for the next season? And I could have sworn that I heard that she said, I am not filming with him. I'll come back, but I'm not filming with him. But obviously she is filming with him. So maybe that could be that part of her aggression is like almost being pissed off at the crew because she was like, you told me I wouldn't have to film with him, and now you're making me come to this effing party because, and I have to film with him. So it's like almost taking it out on Tom, but also being pissed off at just like production, possibly too.
Yeah, the whole situation.
Yeah.
But you notice no one says anything.
No.
Like, they're all scared to say anything. Like a fear of pissing her off, a fear. And it's just like, I think, and I hope that if I was in the same situation, you would try to, I don't know, I'd probably shut up too. Like, as long as I'm not getting yelled at, I'm fine.
You know what it would be like? It would be like me here when everyone else is talking about hydraulic hoses and socket wrenches. It would just be like, I'm just going to sit here. Like
they just don't even want to be in it. I don't know. These.
Well, it's hard to watch. The only other thing I wanted to talk about for Vanderpump was, what do you think about the whole Tom's assistant? I always forget her name. But what if like Ariana possibly hiring her away from Tom? What? Like,
that to me was just filler. Like, that stuff is filler. Like, how can she be trying to apply for a job with her boss in the other room and him hearing it? Like, that is not real. Like, hey, like, text me.
That can't be real. I agree. That can't be real.
No, like, text me later, you know? Like, if it really was going down, like, we can talk about this, but not when my boss is, like, peeping around the door. Like, that's very weird. And I wonder if she is now her assistant.
I wonder too.
But that girl, if I was Tom and I saw that, that girl does not want to be my assistant. That girl wants to be Ariana's assistant. You know, she was much more excited with.
What do you think about, and where do you stand on, I mean, like the specific argument that Ariana and Tom were having about him going into Ariana's room because of the AC? Where do you stand on that? Do you think that it is out? Do you think it was okay for Tom to go in there because of the AC? But also, how much of it is Ariana? I know she didn't know the dog was going to be in her room, but all the gross food and junk and stuff was just sitting in her room. She didn't throw it away. So, like, how much do you put on Tom? How much do you put on Ariana?
So this actually happened to me today. Not my ex-boyfriend who cheated on me. But so we had chicken wings Friday, and Adric happened to leave his plate of chicken wings. His bones. Well, I get in the shower, I come out, Ollie literally has eaten all the chicken wings, and I am like, oh my God, he has, like, you know, those bones can get real fine and get stuck or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, at first I'm like, Ollie, bad boy. But I'm like, who are we to tell the dog? You know, you have to take some responsibility for
Ollie's
looking at me like, I'm not a bad boy. Like, but you left him out.
It's okay, Ollie.
So I think she has to take and Lala even said it. She was like, you had commercials for trash bags. You know how to put trash away. Like, dogs are animals. They're going to get into trash. Like, for to accuse him of trying, I don't think he knew. No, that was a little far-fetched for me.
I agree. I thought that, I mean, granted, he should have realized that Maya went in the room. Maya's being the dog, for those of you who don't know. Maya going in the room and getting in the room while he was checking on the AC and him not realizing it, closing the door. Like, I get that can totally happen with a dog. We've had that happen, I don't know how many times with Max, where we've went out, even like outside, just stepped outside for a second, not realizing Max went outside with us, and then closing the door, Max is stuck outside, you know, and we don't even realize it. So, like, that can totally happen to a dog owner. I get how that happens. So, like, I get that they both are each kind of responsible. I think that that was a situation where, because she kept saying to him, get the F away from me, get the F away from me, get the F away from me. Like, she kept repeating that to Tom. And I get it. Like, take a little bit of the responsibility for yourself. I don't know. That rubbed me a bit wrong, that she was taking no part of that whatsoever and calling him an attempted dog murderer. Like, it's not like he did it on purpose. I don't know. That was a little extreme to me.
That's where I just think right now she's probably mentally not in a place to be filming with him.
Yeah.
And she's just very angry and everything is blown. Do you hear him?
Does he have to go potty?
No, he's just laying next to me, chewing his bone.
Because that's what Max would to me. That's what Max would do to me if he had to go potty and I wasn't listening to him. He would be talking
to me. He's probably calling me an attempted dog murder. I let him have
Okay, well, how about this? Let's jump to Summer House real quick and then you can... Your poor puppies. They've been without you for an hour and a half already.
I love Summer House. Love it. It's probably
who are you on? Team Lindsay or Team Carl?
Team Carl. I feel like Lindsay has come a long way this season because last season was so volatile, but just knowing her past track record with men in general, like she's, hate to use the word aggressive again, but it's just, she's controlling. She's a very type A person. And I mean, but this last episode was pretty good with them getting along. Don't you think?
Oh, totally.
Right?
There was no Friday night fight. I thought the focus was away from them on this particular show. So yeah, they definitely didn't. I mean, they were like focused on them, you know, like him getting his, like, I think what they were more focused on was the Kyle being the flower boy.
Oh my God. So Carl officiated Kyle's wedding.
Okay. I saw that.
If someone's going to ask me be a flower boy or girl at this age, I'm sorry. That is a joke. It's a joke.
No, I was going to ask you about that. So how do you feel about that in general? So if you were to, if that were you, so if you were the maid of honor in someone's wedding and then they asked you to like be a, I don't know, a guestbook attendant, how would you personally feel?
I mean, it also depends on what has transpired since that point. And, you know, like if things weren't as great, I could totally understand it. But to me, flower boy, like, I don't even know what that is. Like, that just seems like a joke to me.
Isn't that a new thing? Like, didn't like TikTok or something start that where someone did that at their wedding? And like they made a TikTok about it and it was like this. And so now people do that. Or am I just totally, did I dream that?
It's funny, but do you really need, but they have three flower boys.
That's true.
Like you are the B tier of our, you know, like we, and Carl admitted that it was Lindsay's decision. It wasn't his decision. It was her telling him. So what does that tell you? Like, I'm going to tell you who can and can't stand next to you at our wedding. Like that's really not her choice. I mean, I guess he's making it her choice because he followed through with it. But I don't know. I mean, I can see friendships, you know, they change a lot. You know, the friends that I would have had as my bridesmaids 10 years ago probably aren't the same that I would have now, you know? So I can see there being a change, but to me, flower boy is just very kind of demeaning, especially when they were so close at a point.
Well, and especially it seems like the relation, I don't know, cause this is my first season of Summer House, but like you said, I mean, if it were real life, the people I had in my wedding would be different than the people I would have now, obviously, cause things change, but it doesn't seem like, I mean, it seems like for show purposes, Carl and Kyle, nothing really has changed in their friendship. It's just Lindsay that's being the sort of spearhead in this.
Last season, though, was pretty bad.
Okay.
Did you watch last season?
No.
Yeah, last season it was, especially the reunion, they just hated on the whole relationship. So I can see where words could have been said that were maybe unforgivable or, you know, you just can't forget about. And if, like, why would I want someone standing next to me that had those views at one point? Like, I can see that being something that would be hard to get over.
But that's why I didn't know if I was judging it the correct way, because I don't have any context for any of that. So
yeah, I mean, but if Carl was over it, then I think Lindsay should have been able to accept that, and that shouldn't have been her choice. But
well, since they're not, I mean, they have a wedding anyway, I guess it doesn't really matter.
It's embarrassing though, don't you think? Like, they were all laughing like flower boy.
Yeah,
are they like literally like flower girls, and they walk down before her and spread petals?
Yeah, I feel like I don't know. There was something else to it. You'll have to look it up. I know I saw some TikTok or something about it was funny. Like, if you're at the wedding and it's happening, like, they make like a joke, kind of a funny thing with it, but it still seems like not something you want to officially make a part of your every wedding now. I mean, it seems like it demeans the whole concept of having people stand up for you at your wedding.
To me, it was just like a joke. Like, I'd much rather you ask me I feel like that was like, oh, if we don't ask them to be groomsmen, they're going to be upset. So let's figure out something else they can do. Oh, right. We'll have three flower boys. I just think it was,
I don't know, but I always feel like that means way less to men than it does to like women. I feel like men get less like upset about in general, get less upset about, oh, he didn't ask me, but he was in mine and this kind of stuff. I feel like that's more a woman thing anyway, but I don't know.
I don't know. I think like, well, when he said, will you be my flower boy? It sounds so stupid. It's so stupid. These are 40-year-old men, you know? Like,
it's not even like they're 22 years old. I know, it's so, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me, I wanted to ask you about this, Andrea or the guy that groomsman, the other flower boy that came in. Who is he? Was he on Summer House before?
Yeah, he was on, I think, for a season or two. And he was like the hot Italian, like,
okay,
sex pod.
So he was on the whole season.
I think him and Paige, she had a thing for him before she got with Craig. Like, because she, what is wrong? So, I'm so sorry.
Is it Murphy?
Ollie.
Yeah.
I think they'll be fine for.
Yeah, we can be done almost for. The only thing left I wanted to ask about really with this was, what do you think of West and Sierra?
I love West. I love him.
He's from Missouri, right?
Yeah, Columbia.
Yeah.
But I think she's not into him as much as he is into her. And I think it was very honest of him to say, I didn't come out here just to like, you know, he wants to, I don't know. I think he likes her. I think it's also him being a young male wanting to have sex with her, but
right.
I just don't feel like she's in it.
He definitely is ready to take the next step with her, meaning sex. And she clearly is not ready for that yet. So it will be interesting to see that progress, because that's like a whole topic too. You know, like the woman's not ready to have sex. The guy is. So who, like, it's definitely not as accepted for him to like push her to have sex, because that's not okay either, you know? And like, so what will happen? Will he just say, look, this is just something I want, so we're not going to be even a thing anymore? Or will he hang on and wait until she's ready?
I don't know. I think he has a good heart. Like, I really think like he's being very respectful. He's not pushing her. He's letting it know that he's available, you know.
Yeah.
He's willing. But I think at some point, you know, and anybody, whether you're male or female, if you're not getting the feelings back that you're wanting or desiring, you have to move on. I don't know. I'm kind of at a loss. I don't know if she's going to warm up, but she was on Winter House. It's a show I never really got into, but it's kind of the same cast.
I know what you're talking about.
So she had like a love interest on that where she really got hurt. So I don't know if she's probably just like, I don't want to do this again on television, or if she's really, like I said, I don't think she's as into him. But there might be an underlying reason why. Like, I don't know. I think it'd be hard, though, if you're drinking all the time.
I'm also glad she's being real with herself and not taking it further with him just for the sake of the show, you know?
Yeah, I mean, because you think, I mean, there's a lot of alcohol involved.
Uh-huh.
And not saying that that, you know, like, yeah, like, she could have probably very easily. So, yeah, I love her. I think she's real.
Gorgeous. And she is so
well, they
gorgeous.
Said her, I think she, well, she, I don't know if she was signed, but she said she was close to being signed with a modeling agency.
Yeah.
But yeah, she, I don't know whatever happened to, and I don't want to call her the other black girl, but what the other girl that is Lindsay's friend.
Oh, I forgot that she was even on there.
What did happen she's to kind her? Of she's kind of disappeared.
They've not had her on for a couple shows. I forgot that she was on the first couple shows. Jasmine's that's on the Valley. She's on the Valley, right? That's
who?
Jasmine.
Yeah, that's Valley. What is her? God, I hate that. She's just kind of always been there. She's never been like,
okay.
She's not in drama.
How long has Sierra been on Summer House?
I would say 3 seasons, maybe. Summer House cast. Let me look real quick. I do not know what her name is. Gabby's her name.
Okay.
She hasn't been on. She's disappeared.
So maybe she's just like a friend this season and not like a true cast member, because I forgot about her even being on, because it's been two or three episodes.
What do you think about Paige and Craig's relationship?
Do you think I've seen enough so far to really be a good judge? I mean, like, so the first show he was on, he definitely made it seem like, you know, he was sort of just in it superficially a bit, because he told Kyle, like, I don't, you know, it very likely is not going to last. But this show, again, kind of like Carl and Lindsay, I thought on this show they seemed pretty compatible, and they seemed like they were in it, like they seemed
fine.
They're just
a comfortable stage, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess I've not seen enough of them two together to really get a good feeling yet about them. And I don't know, you said he's from Southern Charm, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but he also does like Winter House and everything like that.
I don't know him at all, but I like Paige. I will say that I like her, like, character, so to speak. So far, Amanda, I'm a little bit like, can't decide if I like or don't like her. I feel like she's a little bitchy to Kyle, but yet I like her. But it seems like she's a little bit hard on Kyle, but maybe that's just their relationship. I just started watching this show, I'm still learning everybody and sort of their dynamic.
Yeah, that is like their relationship, but it's kind of always been like, he's just been the young at heart trying to grow up. And now when they're like addressing kids and moving out of the city, he's kind of still playing that role of, well, I'm not ready. You know, I think they're just at two different parts of their life. You know, she wanted the wedding and kids, and he's like, okay, I gave you the wedding, but let's just chill for a minute. But
yeah, I can see that.
What do you think about 1.2?
He has that drink company or whatever too, right? He seems like he's pretty caught up in that as well. It feels like that that's where a lot of his focus maybe is. Now, am I getting that right?
Yeah, I mean, they both work for the company. So I think it's, I mean, when you work with someone, live with someone, I mean, sorry.
No, sorry.
story. So I kind of get it.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure there is like.
No, it's not always easy, for sure.
But yeah, I. What was it? $1.2 million square foot home. I mean, the backyard was beautiful. Did you see that when they were looking for homes?
Did you notice around the pool? It was just grass. I was like, your pool is going to just be so full of grass because you just go straight in from the grass to the pool. There was no patio around it whatsoever. That annoyed the hell out of me. I was like, who would do that? That's not stupid.
Oh,
and that okay, to me was just for
sure. I love that show, though. I'm glad that I started watching it. And I think I don't know that I'll ever have time to go back and watch past seasons, but I like the show. But I'm going to let you go because your puppies clearly need to go potty. I feel like that's what's happening.
Yeah, this was the first time we did.
Well, they did very good. Murphy and Ollie, you did so good for mom. You did so good for mom.
Hi.
Hi, Ollie and Murphy. Let me see you. Let me see you.
Yeah, they're just playing now.
Okay, well... thank you for being on again, for co-hosting with me. This definitely is going to become a fun, regular thing, if that's okay with you.
I know. I'm excited about the valley after this episode. I feel like it finally got into, like, the nitty-gritty.
Yeah.
So, like, this is the first episode that I watched, and I'm like, okay, like, I can't wait for next week. And I, like, to see. But, yeah, I enjoy this stuff. I enjoy it a lot.
I'm a sucker for it. I told Tim because usually what I do is watch these shows when I'm running on my treadmill in the morning. That's how I watch them. So when we're out here, I run outside. And so I have to just go in the other room and like take 2 hours, you know, to watch the shows. So I'm like, I have to go work now. I have to go watch my show so I can do the podcast. But
I watch them when I get ready and like when I'm doing my hair and stuff, I'll just have them up and I'm like,
that's good.
It's mindless fun, but
it's totally mindless.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I hope I make sense at the end of the day because I feel like
it's like a way to get away from like real life and like let watch other people's problems.
My life isn't that bad. It could be a lot worse.
But yeah, a lot worse. All right. Well, thank you very much. And thanks, Murphy and Ollie, for being patient with your mom and me while we podcast together.
Well, thank you.
And I'm sure we'll see you soon.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.